Having an ADHD brain is a mixed bag. Sometimes it's good news and sometimes, well, it's not. Even ADHD professionals have trouble with their ADHD. They try harder and harder and harder to overcome the chaos that's ADHD. And finally, they overcome the barriers of ADHD and they become what we call at ADDA ADHD heroes. And that's what TED Talks are all about this year. Your favorite ADHD professionals sharing their ADHD stories. So join us here at ADDA, the Attention Deficit Disorder Association, every single day of October, because it's ADHD Awareness Month. Here's the next inspiring story.
Hello, and welcome to TED Talks with ADDA. I'm Diane Dempster, co-founder and parent coach at ImpactParents.com, coming to you from my virtual office, which happens to be in Atlanta, Georgia, but I've been virtual and continue to be virtual for the last 10 years. I'm excited and thrilled that ADDA invited me today to share the story that I'm sure you can relate to. Actually, maybe you can't relate to it because a lot of you are adults with ADHD. And true confessions, I am not an adult with ADHD, but I have a lot of adults with ADHD and kids with ADHD in my life. And I thought my story might be really helpful for some of you who might be parents or co-parents or partners or have partners who don't have ADHD, who maybe don't understand you quite the way you wish they would. And so that's a little bit about why I want to share my story. And I brought my partner in crime, my business partner, not my life partner, Elaine, with me today, because one of the structures I need to help me to do a talk like this is to work with someone. I know that about myself. And so Elaine's going to ask me a few questions to kind of kick me off and get me going in my talk. Thanks for being with me, Elaine.
I am thrilled to be with you, Diane. And I'm really, really glad you're sharing your story, because I think it's a really essential perspective for people with ADHD, because you are a person without ADHD surrounded by people with ADHD in your life. So how did you figure that out at the beginning? How to get started?
Well, it's really interesting. I was reflecting on like the beginning of the story. And, you know, I was just one of those people going about my business, getting it done. I've like a huge amount of get it done, drive, executive function, moving myself through life. And, you know, I set out goals like most everybody else does. I wanted to have a marriage and I want to have kids and I wanted to, you know, be working and be successful in business and that sort of thing. And, you know, what kind of came to pass is when I got married, I attracted this really sweet, creative, quirky guy who I thought was a lot of fun and sensitive and easy to be with and just really, you know, present in the moment, that sort of thing. And had, you know, 5 years later, started having kids who were equally quirky and in the moment and creative and all over the place. And I was struggling in my marriage, quite frankly. And it wasn't until I started having kids and my son was diagnosed when he was in second grade with ADHD. And I kind of went on this mission to support him. You know, it was this sort of, okay, I want to help him to be more successful in school. He was struggling to keep up with school. And so I did all this research like everybody does. And I did, you know, all these sorts of things. And one of the things I decided to do was get training for myself. I was going to become a parent-to-parent trainer. I made that decision to be able to teach other parents about ADHD and to help them, because I knew as an adult who didn't have ADHD that understanding my ADD or was an important part of helping him. So it kind of culminated in me being at this training in 2010, which coincidentally, Elaine, was the year that we met as well.
Yeah.
So in that year, what I remember really distinctly, I went through the training, learned a lot about ADHD, and then was sitting through the conference and happened to stumble into a presentation around being in a relationship with someone who had ADHD. And I don't remember for sure at what point I decided my now ex-husband had ADHD, but I remember really distinctly going, oh my gosh, that makes so much sense. Oh my gosh, that makes so much sense. And it was this kind of like when my son was diagnosed, kind of all the other people in my world started making sense to me in a very different way. And so, you know, 2010, I've been married for 16 years and a lot of things had worked well. A lot of things didn't work so well. And what I realized is that I took some of what I learned back into our relationship. And my ex-husband wasn't at that time kind of in a space where he could recognize and acknowledge his ADHD. And so it, instead of kind of making that a hero, oh, look, I made it work and everything's great. I worked really hard to try to make it work. And part of it was there was too much damage done because I didn't know how to, you know, hold him accountable, but understand and respect the way his brain works. Because I thought you just get it done. And if he's not getting it done,
tell me what you mean by too much damage done. Explain that a little bit.
Yeah. More. Yeah. So part of what happens in a dynamic when there's an ADD or a non-ADDer, the non-ADD partner creates a story about it, right? So he has a list of stuff to go to the store on Saturday. And there's one thing I throw on his list at the last minute. He writes it down, comes home from the store. He's got everything that was on his list. And he comes home without the one thing that I ask him to do. Or there's something to do around the house that I've been asking him to do for months, and it's just not getting done. And so now, as someone who understands ADHD, I understand that's his ADHD, and I've got to help him connect to his motivation underneath it. He has to make sure that he's got a system in place, that the priorities are making sense, those sorts of things. But at the time, I was feeling like he didn't love me. I was feeling like he didn't care about things that I cared about. He was just kind of neglecting me. And so I'd get angry and frustrated. Part of my story was I was yelling, Mom. I, you know, got angry at my kids. I got angry at myself. I got angry at my ex, and spent a lot of times being frustrated for behaviors which were actually just typical ADD behaviors.
So I want to watch our time because you've got about 2.5 minutes. So then what happened?
So then what happened was that I got into coaching, and that's part of my story as to how we started Impact Parents. But I started changing the way I communicated, and I learned about ADHD. And so with the understanding of ADHD and the way that the brain works and a change in communication where I'm helping someone be accountable instead of expecting them to be accountable and partnering with them and fostering their independence and working with my kids, I've been able to create amazing relationships with my kids. You mentioned that I'm surrounded by ADDers. My mom came out to me as being ADHD about the time my son was diagnosed. You, my business partner, is an adult with ADHD. I'm now, I'm no longer married, but I'm in a relationship. I have been for 4 years with another adult with ADHD. I mean, it's just sort of, I've figured out how to let them be who they are, which is really what I wanted to be in the first place. It's like, how do you let somebody be who they are, but help them to be in relationship with you so you're not stumbling over one another with differing expectations and perspectives and stories that you create about when those expectations aren't met?
Well, and what jumps out at me is that you're surrounded by people. There's something about it that's attractive to you, even though we make you crazy, right?
Yeah.
There's something that balances you that you're looking for in those relationships.
Yeah, no, I think that that's the piece of it, is that I'm naturally emotion-based, and I'm naturally kind of fun loving, but I don't do it easily without having that energy around me. And so kind of the energy of having ADDers around me is part of what throws me into action and helps me to be as creative and fun loving as I can be.
So in the 45 seconds you have left, how do you apply that with parents now in your world?
So what I do with parents is to support parents of complex kids, whether the parents have ADHD or not, to really understand what's going on with their kids and to connect with them in a way that meets them where they are, helps them to become more independent and have more agency in their life, which is what our kids want, and to be more successful and productive in their life, which is what most of us want for our kids, and meet in the middle and have an amazing relationship with your kiddos. If you want more information about me or my work at Impact Parents, you can go to impactparents.com/TADD, T-A-D-D, and you can get a free gift. Learn a little bit more about 12 key tips for helping you help your kids. Thanks so much for being here. Bye for now.
Thanks so much for joining us for TAD Talks this year. I'm sure you enjoyed these inspiring stories, and there's so much more. In fact, why don't you join us for the 2021 Virtual ADHD International Conference, November 4th through 6th. And you might want to consider joining ADDA as well. It's a great investment for a small amount of money, as little as $5 a month. And remember,
so when you feel like hope is gone, look inside you and be strong, and you'll finally see the truth that a hero lies in you.